The Grand Theatre, a place to relax, unwind, and enjoy the laughter and atmosphere of a good show. Since its opening in 1782, the stage has been host to thousands of cast members and delighted scores of customers. Some have enjoyed it so much that they've never wanted to leave. The third oldest theatre in England is home to many a vision in the night, with one appearing more than others. A grey lady has been seen by many people, leading to a mid-showing night scream. First thing reports say are that the temperatures of the auditorium drop slightly, an eerie atmosphere creeping in. A stilled silence hushes over the room as a shiver runs up your spine. Then she appears. Sarah Siddons, our grey lady, floats across the stage, still determined to continue her performances of Lady Macbeth that she was so well known for. She can also be found in the back of the theatre, sitting in the stall, ready to watch another performance. Just hope she enjoys the show, because if she doesn't, she'll utter the word Macbeth, Macbeth, Macbeth under her breath, casting bad luck and misfortune to those on stage. Sarah was best known for her performances at Drury Lane and Covent Garden. She toured all over performing Shakespearean roles. She died in 1831, and there's a statue of her in Westminster Abbey and a famous portrait of her called Miss Siddons, the Tragic Muse by Joshua Reynolds. So why haunt the Grand, you ask? One of her few performances was said to be when she was unwell, or possibly tired and emotional, and it took place at the Grand. It is said one of the audiences shouted, "Are you drunk, Sarah?" She hesitated. Then proceeded to the front of the stage. Staring at the man, she said, "I'm not drunk, sir, but if I was, I would still look in the mirror tomorrow and see a handsome woman. You, sir, would still be a fat, ignorant pig." Maybe Sarah never got over this performance and continues to wait for another chance to prove her worth. Records show that Sarah was sister-in-law to Charles Edward Woodlock, who built the theatre. I suppose you could say that on this occasion, blood is not thicker than mortar. There have been many other apparitions and phantoms of the stage, with another common sight being that of a male actor, routinely appearing throughout the main auditorium. Little is known about this man, except that he was a travelling actor in the 1930s called Harold, and stayed at the Midland in 1937. Maybe he found a friend in Sarah, and decided that the Grand would be a place he would like to call home forever. Or perhaps he will only rest when he has seen a show that meets his expectations. Before we move on, just one word of warning. If you ever get the privilege to perform here, request that you avoid dressing room 5, the most haunted of the dressing rooms. Unknown footsteps are routinely heard here, and out of nowhere an overpowering stench of alcohol can hit your nostrils. Items can be moved, and there's been reports that a strange presence can be felt, company notwithstanding. Bad luck can follow these signs, so keep your eyes and nostrils peeled. Now, the show must go on, so please follow me on.